If we're being recorded. So a shortened share today after Divrei Chizuk from everybody here. Lo yar belo noshim, says the Mishnah, elo shmoino asara. The king is not allowed to have more than 18 wives, as we know min haTorah. A regular person is allowed to marry as many wives as he likes, as long as they're not forbidden to him. But a king is only allowed to marry 18. Now, where does that magic number 18 come from? Says Rashi, Shmoina Asra Lakamon Nafgalon. Later on, we will derive it and explain where we get the number 18 from. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, no. Marbehuloi. He can increase the amount of wives that he marries, or bilvad, shelo yehu mesirois es liboy, as long as he checks and keeps them in order, that they don't turn his heart away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the exact lashon of the bracha, of the posuk, excuse me, in the Torah, where it says that a king shouldn't marry too many wives, lest they turn his heart away. So presumably Rabbi Yehuda is saying that if he sees they are indeed turning his heart away, at that point it becomes awesome. Reb Shimon Oimer, afilo achas. Even if it's one woman, umasirais liboy, who has the potential to turn his heart away, arizelo yisoena. He must not marry, has nothing to do with 18. So im kein lomo nema lo yarbe lo inoshim. If that's the case, then why does it say that he mustn't marry too many wives? If the bottom line is that he must not marry wives who turn his heart away, then it's nothing to do with the amount of wives. So the Torah should have simply said the king should not marry any woman who has a potential to turn his heart away. Answers the Mishnah, da'afilu ka'avigail. Rabbi Yisrael, would you like to explain this? What does it mean, da'afilu ka'avigail?
Well, Abigail is described as kind in the Tanakh.
Correct.
So I think this
what
is
it
why.
Means is, even if you have a tzaddikus.
Oh, like sorry. Yeah. You still must only have 18.
Right. That means there's two prohibitions. Not marrying too many wives, on the one hand, and not having wives who turn your heart away. So if it's a potentially a wife who will turn his heart away, well, then indeed, even one would be forbidden. If it's talking about Noshim Tzidkonia is like Avigail, then the issue is not the turning the heart away, but if you have 18 wives and she's going to be the 19th, then that will be awesome. Now, before we see the next line of the Gemara, let's just explain something very, very important. The Torah clearly says a king must not marry too many wives, lest they turn his heart away. That's what it says. So we have now a fundamental hashkafic, but also halachic question, which has 1,000 ramifications and more. And that is, are we allowed to rationalize mitzvahs and averas and suggest reasoning? Even more so, when the Torah seems to actually give a reason, do we now say that therefore the whole prohibition is contingent on that reasoning? So what does that mean? If the Torah would clearly say a king must not marry too many wives, period. So then we'd have to ask ourselves a question. What does that mean, too many? What is that number? And apparently we get to the conclusion 18, and that's the bottom line. So it all depends. Did you get to 18 or you didn't get to 18? If you got to 18, it's asa, and if it's less, then it's mutter. Whether they turn your heart away or not is all irrelevant. But now that the Torah adds those words, And it says, lest they turn your heart away. Ooh, the Torah is giving a reasoning. The Torah is only prohibiting marrying too many wives because they might turn his heart away. Does that therefore mean I can say that this whole prohibition is contingent on that? And if in theory you'd marry somebody, even if it's less than 18, who are going to turn his heart away, well, then it will be also because you've got to darshan the reasoning of the pasuk. That is called doiresh tama dekra, or not doiresh tama dekra. So if you look back in the Mishnah, again, the first opinion, the Tanakhama merely said, do not marry too many wives, period. What's too many? 18, that's the bottom line. Rabbi Yehuda all of a sudden added, well, no, you are allowed to marry more, as long as they don't turn your heart away. What gives Rabbi Yehuda the license to say that? According to Rabbi Yehuda, a king can marry 1,000 wives. Why? Because once the Torah added those words, lest they turn his heart away, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's all contingent on that. So if you have wives who do not turn his heart away, well, then presumably it would be mutter even more than 18. That means you are taking the reasoning behind this mitzvah or avera, rationalizing as it were, and you are making the mitzvah and avera dependent on that. Whereas the first opinion doesn't seem to do that. The first opinion just says, do not marry too many wives, period. No exception. So how many opinions have we got in the Mishnah? Yes.
That's what I was just going to ask.
Right. So we have opinion number one that says, do not marry too many wives, period. And then we have Rabbi Yehuda and also Rabbi Shimon, who both seem to say, no, the number is not critical. It's whether they will or won't turn his heart away. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can marry as many as you want if they don't turn your heart away. And Rabbi Shimon says, and you cannot marry even one if she does turn your heart away. So Rabbi Yehuda...
What does it mean to turn your heart away? What does that really mean?
Convince him to be over Avodah Zarah. Which again, if you look at the Pasuk, on the surface, it sounds like the simple reading of the Psukim is that to what happened to Shlomo HaMelech, which of course cannot be literal, and therefore we'll have to see if the Gemara discusses it. So Rabbi Yehuda is clearly darshaning time of the crow. Time of the crow means the reasoning behind the pasuk. Otherwise, how on earth can Rabbi Yehuda allow a king to marry more than 18 wives? But that's what he's saying. You're allowed to marry 1,000 wives, if you like, even 1,000,000 wives, as long as they don't turn your heart away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Yehuda clearly is being doyresh tama dekra. Rabbi Yehuda clearly maintains that you're allowed to look at the reasoning behind the pasuk and you go with that. Reb Shimon, what about Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon was the next opinion. Reb Shimon says, no, if she turns your heart away, then even one you can't marry. But Reb Shimon did not say the other way around, that you're allowed to marry more than 18 if they don't turn your heart away. He didn't say that. So we seem to be having a machloikas, whether we are doyresh tama dekra or we are not doyresh tama dekra. This is going to be the discussion in the Gemara. We have to hold it over here for the while. But Mitzvah Hashem, like I said, tomorrow we have a bris in the shul, or one of the members of the Kehillah, actually of Kornfeld is the Moel. So it will not be tomorrow's shiur, but with regard to Thursday, we'll be in touch, Mitzvah Hashem.